There is no question that many companies these days, many corporations have gone woke. We can see that in the example of Walt Disney, the Walt Disney Corporation. It's so ironic. Here's a company built on traditional family values, but they have turned their backs on that and even experienced a change in leadership because of that. The Alliance Defending Freedom is a religious liberty legal group founded by D. James Kennedy, Bill Bright, James Dobson, and others, and they want to see some of these corporations not go down this path of wokeness. And in fact, they've created something called the Viewpoint Diversity Score. Jeremy Tedesco is Senior Counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Jeremy, you will join us right now to explain this Viewpoint Diversity Score. Jeremy, thanks for joining us on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jerry. I really appreciate it. And Disney is just a perfect example, like you were saying, of what's happening with corporations that have really gone down this path of accepting a lot of the progressive demands, the demands of ESG, the illiberal demands.
Define ESG, please.
Sure, it's environment, social, and governance is what it stands for. And it's really what it is. It's the left wing's acronym for their political agenda for the corporate audience, for corporations, for the C-suite. And so what the left does is kind of rally around ESG, the environmental issues they care about, the social issues that they care about, and they drive a ton of advocacy at corporations through investors, through shareholder action, through government regulators and otherwise, to get them to increasingly go down the path that they've laid out from an ESG perspective. And what that means is these corporations are adopting censorship policies, anti-religious policies, policies regarding climate and environment as well, that are consistent with the kind of far left activist agenda. And they're doing that without, you know, any kind of public accountability. The left is essentially driving their agenda through corporate America because their agenda is not popular at the polls. And it's very difficult for them to especially advance their censorship and their anti-religious agenda through government, because the First Amendment is an enormous bar to censoring people because of their beliefs or discriminating against them because of their religion. And so the left is really aiming at corporations through ESG to try to bypass our constitutional freedoms and regulate American society through the C-suite of the Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000. I mean, that is ultimately what's going on. So when you hear ESG, just think that is the left-wing advocacy's attempt to bypass our constitutional liberties by way of these private corporations. And so we're concerned about that because we care about free speech at Alliance Defending Freedom. And of the many things we're doing on that front, one of them is what you were talking about, Viewpoint Diversity Score. And that website has our index where we measure corporations' respect for free speech and religious freedom. And we did 50 corporations in our initial launch, which was back in May of 2022. We're going to add companies year over year. It's going to be a yearly index, an annual index. And we're essentially shedding light on the corporate policies and practices that are undermining our core freedoms of free speech and religious freedom. And then we're also advocating for policies and practices and model guidelines that corporations can adopt to not just increase their scores on our index, but build a reputation for themselves as being tolerant of a broad diversity of views, whether you're talking about in their workforce, amongst their shareholders, or in the broader public square.
All right. In fact, I've got this notation from your organization. ADF maintains that ideologically charged business services are bad for everyone, no matter their religious or political views. This is why ADF launched the Viewpoint Diversity Score earlier this year to propose workable solutions through model policies and constructive dialogue to major corporations that are actively undermining free speech, religious freedom, and free markets. Businesses should respect customers, employees, and other stakeholders who hold a wide diversity of viewpoints and perspectives. It's interesting how the tolerant folks, so-called, are usually the least tolerant of other viewpoints.
Yeah, and to some extent, that's because folks who share our values, Jerry, don't really show up in the corporate engagement space. So there are many shareholders, well, really half the country probably agrees with kind of orthodox Christian values on a whole slew of issues. There are, you know, are agreeing on, you know, some free market principles and things that we care about and think undergird kind of a free society, the kind of society you want to live in. Yet it's really the other side of the political equation that is very, very vocal. And so the corporations get this kind of one-way communication. So part of what our index exists to do is to create a rallying cry for folks on our side, values-aligned shareholders, values-aligned friends in state legislatures, in regulators and others, to say, look, we care about everybody's ability to engage in expression consistent with their values, to exercise their faith, regardless of what faith conviction they come from. And we don't think corporations should undermine those things as part of doing business. And in many instances, these corporations are being weaponized by folks who are, really have a very narrow and oftentimes bigoted view about who should be allowed to speak, about what religious values and beliefs are acceptable. And what we see is when these companies actually hear from people like us at Alliance Defending Freedom, of some of our values aligned shareholders that work with us and others, they quickly understand there's two sides to this, at least two sides to this debate. And we've been neglecting this one side to our detriment, because we've got employees, we've got customers, we've got shareholders who hold these values, and they hold them in good faith. And we don't want to take actions to undermine or alienate our relationship with those people.
You know, it's so interesting, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, wow, if only the previous leadership of Disney had followed your guys' advice, or at least acknowledged it even, he probably wouldn't be out of a job, or he wouldn't have, you know, lost that major job. But what did Disney do wrong that alienated so many of the viewers or so many of their customers?
Well, I think there's two things. One is many in leadership explicitly said that they were advocating for, you know, sexual values that were inconsistent with a broad swath of their customer base's beliefs about sexual issues, about marriage, about, you know, human sexuality. But the main thing they did on top of that was they opposed the parental rights legislation in Florida that Governor DeSantis and the legislature there passed, that was designed to protect students from kind of overtly sexual topics in the K through 3 grades, and to make sure that parents were informed about the kind of topics that were being discussed at school. Very reasonable regulations. Yet Disney, you know, initially said they were going to stay out of the debate, but then they had this kind of internal unrest from some of their activist employees. And so the former CEO decided, well, we're going to engage. And he came out against the parental rights bill. And that was a very popular bill, still is a very popular bill. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really kind of the watershed moment for Disney. And that's what caused Governor DeSantis to ultimately pull several benefits from Disney. And they really saw their stock prices tank. They took a lot of public pressure and scrutiny and negative public attention over the way they engaged, you know, in what was a really contentious political issue that ultimately had nothing to do with their purpose as a business.
And I live in Florida, and I remember when those when that bill first came out, and I remember there were even people who identified as homosexuals who were saying, you know, I support this bill, because all it was saying is if your child is in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, or third grade, they shouldn't be taught about sex because that's inappropriate. That's age inappropriate. It had nothing. There was no language in there saying, you know, don't say gay. But the left characterized it as a so-called don't say gay bill. And then some people, you know, made a big deal out of that. But that's not what it was. It was a parental rights thing. And it was totally obfuscated. This, you know, what happened, though, with Disney, and even the fact that the guy in charge lost his job over, you know, some bad decisions on his part. And anyway, it reminds me of the phrase, go woke, get broke, or, you know, get woke, go broke, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, what we want to see from these corporations is that they demonstrate an understanding that they have a broad diversity of views represented within their workforces, their customer base, their shareholders, and in the broader general public, even if those folks don't fall into one of those first three categories. So they need to understand that, and they need to act in a way that's consistent with that understanding. And I think what that means is stay out of contentious political issues. You know, don't advocate for, you know, some one side or the other's narrow political agenda, because if you start leaning right, you're going to alienate another side of the equation. I mean, these businesses should be ultimately in the business of creating the best possible customer experience, whether through their products or their services, their technological offerings, their bank, you know, services, whatever it is. And they should stay out of the politics, but they should also care enough about free speech and religious freedom that they should give back in a way that ensures that we continue to live in a society that cherishes those values. Because in the end, the free market that so many businesses in America obviously benefit from, underneath that free market are these kind of firm foundations of our way of life, of our form of government. And the two key, you know, pillars, at least two, are free speech and religious freedom. Mm-hmm. And so we know that when a society and a government in a society has a bad track record in protecting civil rights and protecting political and religious speech, they also see their economic performance dip as well. And countries and societies that protect these core fundamental God-given rights, they typically have much better economies, much better, you know, kind of flourishing and prospering marketplaces. And so it's in the business's best interest. Now, no matter how you look at this, to respect the diversity of views represented in these core constituencies, their employees, their customers, their shareholders, and the quicker businesses understand that, I think the better it's going to be for them. They're going to avoid regulation. They're going to make people happier inside their workplace. They're going to have a broader customer base to serve with their product. And they're going to have shareholders that are happy with how they're performing.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and post to your viewpoint diversity score. And we only have about a couple minutes left. So if people go on that, give them a few guidelines of what they could find there and you know, how would it potentially even impact their shopping?
Yeah, that's great. ViewpointDiversityScore.org is where you want to go. And you know, the biggest thing that you'll find there is the index itself. And you can search through companies. You know, if you search for a company that's not there, don't worry, it's coming. But there's 50 companies right now. There'll be 75 next year. And you can find their scores. You can dive deep and understand why they were scored the way they did, where they did well, where they did bad. But there's a lot of other information there. There's a blog there with a whole bunch of analysis that's coming out on a continual basis, and a lot of other information there that people can benefit from. So it can certainly inform your decisions as a customer, but it can also inform the way in which you advocate to the corporations you care about, because we want people on our side to engage these corporations. Tell them, we're not happy with the way you're conducting yourself, but we want to see you make changes because we do love your product. We love your offerings. And we want you to be a business that respects us and demonstrates that you value us as a customer or a worker.
You know, I remember having a conversation with D. James Kennedy himself, because, you know, I've written books with him and stuff and worked with him for his television program and so forth. But I remember one time he said to me, in reference to boycotts and that kind of thing, he said, you know, you really have to be careful. You don't want to scatter your shots. I mean, we as Christians still need to shop. If you boycott everything that has anything offensive or whatever, we might not be able to eat or whatever. So he said, you know, we really kind of need to focus. If we truly choose to have a boycott, it has to be very focused. I just thought that was an interesting point. How about a 30-second closing thought on this?
Well, I 100% agree with what you just said from D. James Kennedy. You know, if we boycott and leave all the institutions that we don't like because of how they're behaving, we immediately lose our ability to influence them moving forward. I mean, we have to stay, to the extent we can, consistent with our values, invested in these corporations, shopping with these corporations, working at these corporations. Because if we abandon the Hill, then the Hill's going to be taken. And so, you know, the Viewpoint Diversity Score, the business index you find there, is designed to help you as a customer, an employee, a shareholder, understand what's wrong with corporate America when it comes to free speech and religious liberty, and how to engage with those corporations to try to create a better atmosphere, culture of tolerance inside those businesses for religious speech and religious and free speech.
ViewpointDiversityScore.org. Jeremy Tedesco, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you.